with a call with you, with my friend Cameron Taylor, who, if you've been to any of our events, he's our keynote speaker, very inspiring, written several books that have touched hearts and minds, and that's why I asked him to be on this call today, to just celebrate and help us just think and remember how good this is. So, in fact, just along that line, let me just say something. You know, you think of how long have we had recorded history, 5,000 years or so, and all of that time, freedom has been just a rare gift to only just a very, very few. This is a real anomaly, this great experiment that our founders have handed to us, and it's a couple hundred years old. You know, 250 years out of 5,000, that's an amazing thing to think about, to just have this blessing to be here free and in the greatest country in the world. So, Cameron, stage is yours.
Thank you, Dave. On this beautiful July 4th morning, I would like to share a story about two champions of freedom, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. Even among the exceptional group of founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson was a giant. Before his death, Jefferson left explicit instructions regarding the monument to be erected over his grave. He requested the following inscription and not a word more. Here was buried Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of American Independence, author of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom, and father of the University of Virginia. Jefferson did not want to be remembered as the third president of the United States. He wanted the inspired words of independence and religious freedom to be remembered and taught. The God of Heaven sent some of the wisest, noblest, and bravest men and women to lay the foundation of a free America. John Adams was one of these individuals. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams were a great team in the fight for independence. While Jefferson was the author of the Declaration of Independence, Adams was the chief advocate on the floor of Congress. Jefferson was the pen, and Adams was the voice of freedom. Jefferson wrote of John Adams, he supported the Declaration with zeal and ability, fighting fearlessly for every word of it. He spoke with power that moved his hearers from their seats. Now we fast forward 50 years to the spring of 1826. Thomas Jefferson was now age 83, and John Adams was now age 90. They were each experiencing failing health. As they met with family and friends and doctors, they were told they didn't have much longer to live. Now this was in the spring. But as they were told this, they would always express their desire to live to see the 50th celebration of the 4th of July. By the beginning of July, Jefferson was confined to bed and sleeping most of the day and night. When he awoke one morning, he asked, "What day is it?" The reply came, "July 3rd. Jefferson expressed the desire to live one more day, that he may breathe the air of Independence Day. Jefferson's wish was granted, and on July 4th, his family and friends gathered around him to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Joy filled that room. Jefferson's heart was full as he saw his children and grandchildren and friends enjoying and celebrating the blessings of freedom. As Jefferson felt the end draw near, he offered these final words, words fitting for this man of faith and service. He said, "I resign myself to my God and my children to my country." At 1 p.m. on July 4th, 1826, this mighty champion of liberty returned home. On this same day, 500 miles away, John Adams' life was also drawing to a close. Adam's laid in his bed, breathing with great difficulty. When Adam's awoke, he was told it was the 4th of July. Adam, who in days prior had struggled to speak, clearly answered, "It is a great day." Reverend George Whitney and a small delegation of town leaders made a formal call on Adams and asked for a message to read aloud at the celebration of the 4th. Adams offered a two-word message: independence forever. At 6:20 on the evening of July 4th, 1826, John Adams was united with his lifelong friend and fellow patriot, Thomas Jefferson. At the time of Adams' passing, there was a loud clap of thunder that shook the house, and the last sun of the day broke through the dark, low-hanging clouds, bursting forth with great splendor. Jefferson and Adams faithfully served the glorious cause of freedom for over 5 decades. None of those noble words about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, about all men being created equal, none of that would have been worth any more than the paper it was written on had it not been for those like Jefferson and Adams who were fighting to make it happen. The passing of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams on the 4th of July was not a mere coincidence, but was a visible manifestation of divine favor, divine favor. That provided many mighty miracles in the fight and establishment of a free United States of America. This was another manifestation of this divine favor and a witness that our country and its citizens are under God's loving care. When you watch the beautiful display of fireworks this evening, know that Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and many other champions of liberty smiled down as they watched from heaven the celebrations of freedom, and to see their decades and decades of work continue to provide a prosperous and happy nation. And may we each continue to do our part to fulfill the dying wish of John Adams, independence forever. Thank you. Hey, Cameron, thank you so much. That was a wonderful message.
Yes, this was year number 4, so.
Let's do it again.
Always,
hey, sure love you.
Always fun.
Appreciate everything.
Love you too.
Happy,
all right.
Yeah, happy 4th of July, everyone.
Happy Independence Day.